At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Over the 4th of July weekend, we spent it with some friends, and on, I think it was Saturday morning, the woman said to her daughter, hey, why don't you make breakfast for everybody this morning? She's a year younger than Barrett, and she went into the fridge, she got eggs and bacon, and she made scrambled eggs and bacon and toasted bagels and everything. And Lana and I just looked at each other and looked at Barrett and looked at each other and looked at Barrett and said, what are we doing with our lives?
Oh my gosh.
And so Barrett will help out while we're making meals.
I know that. He's a good sous chef.
He is very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided at that point, we got to do a better job to make sure this kid can fend for himself.
Sure.
And we started with some simple stuff. We got him some mac and cheese.
And by that, you mean the easy mac
thing? Not the old school that we had.
No, in the cup that you add water and the powder and put it in the microwave.
Correct.
Big fan.
Right. And so he did that. But he didn't follow the instructions. So he put the water and the powder all in at the same time, and which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to boil the water and then take it out and then put it, the stuff in.
Oh, go on. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know if he didn't mix it. What he did do, he didn't do. All I know, it was the most disgusting thing because I was basically eating, let's say, raw powder. I don't know what he did.
He didn't stir.
It was something. It was awful because he made like two cups of it and then put it in a Tupperware container, right? And so there was some left over, and I went and ate some, and I'm like, I was spitting it out. It was the most disgusting thing.
Yeah, you got to be specific with your fill line.
And then the other night, we were making like this corn salad, and I was helping him do the whole thing, and then I was like, well, why don't you make the dressing? Because it's super simple, right? It's like some oil and some mayonnaise.
Okay.
And he misread all. He put in 3 tablespoons of salt, 3 tablespoons of paprika. He misread all of the instructions. And we've realized that we have failed our son. He's not going to be able to feed himself.
Well, reading instructions is not your strong point either, sir. So
this isn't about me, Kennedy. This is about... Let's see, Barrett. Christine is from Carver. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
So it sounds like your father-in-law is a lot like my son.
I was going to say, so I know a lot of parents will call in about their kids, but I have a pretty funny story. So my father-in-law, my husband was probably 10 years old at the time. My father-in-law was well into his 40s at this point. He has 4 children. My mother-in-law was like at garden club or something. He was responsible for feeding one of the 4 children, which was my husband, Franks and beans. And he proceeded to put a hot dog on a dinner plate, put the dinner plate on top of the gas burner.
Stop it.
And try to cook the hot dog.
Stop it right now.
So, I mean, you see where this is going. The plate quickly proceeds to explode, and glass is all over the kitchen, and they ordered pizza. So, I guess the lesson is that you're never, never too old to learn.
Well said, friend. Well said.
Throwing the dish plate on the directly on the gas burner.
How? That's wild.
Where did he see that happen before?
Nowhere.
John is from Reading and is ready to call out his mom. Well, I don't know if I like this or not. Well, you're calling out your mother, John.
Well,
it is what it is. I had to learn to cook out of necessity.
I understand that. Relatable content. I get it.
My mother always said
that. My mom was a single mom. We had to do it.
My mom always said the best thing she ever made was reservations.
Yeah.
I believe.
I started work at a very young age. Came home, walked home from work. I looked on the kitchen table, and there was a bowl. I'm looking at it. I was like, what is this? She says, oh, it's cut up hot dogs, cream corn, and potato chips, all in one bowl, mind you. I was like, ugh. I was like, you guys pour it? Now, they're both doctors. I pull out a 20. I say, do you need a 20? And from then, I just learned how to cook. It wasn't difficult.
Hot dogs, cream corn, potato chips. I would eat that.
Oh, yeah.
That is disgusting.
I would absolutely eat that.
That's what?
I'm with you, Cut.
I mean, the cream corn and the hot dogs, but you throw in the potato chips, that's just going to be soggy.
Who doesn't need crunch? Maybe it's just on top.
She said they had it during the Depression, and they loved it. I said, well, it's not the Depression anymore. We have money.
You're both doctors. We can afford.
It's how the rich stay rich.
I'm with you.
Oh, that's
bless
so
your
good.
Heart.
Thank you, John. All right, 617-931-1234. If you want to call her, Texas.
One of Mr. X's kids ruined a cast iron skillet. And I need you to understand how hard it is to ruin a cast iron skillet.
Other than putting it in the dishwasher.
It can come back from that.
Yeah. How did they do that?
They apparently cooked something and just left it.
Right.
Under low heat.
Mm-hmm.
And forgot. Mm-hmm. And went and played like games or something. This was years ago. I don't know. But like he told me the story one time. And he's like, it was my favorite pan. I'd loved it. I'd seasoned it. I'd had it forever.
Right.
And then boom.
It's gone.
Gone.
A text from our good friend Corey in Medford, Kennedy.
Give it to me.
The Cambridge School of Culinary Arts offers teen cooking classes. That's where I got my diploma.
Look at that.
I'm going to go sign up Barrett right now. I like that idea.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.